Well, here we are at Brahms Manor on 1802 Ocean Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. It's Sunday, June 22nd. And I think Patty has something to say about yesterday, June 21st.
Well, yesterday was first day of summer, and yes, it was like, it rained, of course. I predict the first day of fall will be very warm, and the first day of winter will be very cold.
Well, anyway, on the other side of the tape is an account of the birthday party we had for Rui last summer, just before we returned to New York. We had meant to send it on much sooner, but somehow or other it got lost, and as we're preparing now to get Dorothy and the kids off to Minnesota next week, well, we thought, well, we'd better answer Debbie and Bernie's recent letter to us, and this was a good a way as any to do so. So, Mama Strong Brahms, Mama Strong Stauffer Brahms, I mean, or what is it? Oh, come on, cheer up, Dorth. It has a few words to say. Don't you, Dorth?
Well, of course, that'll be the day when I don't have a few words to say. Only it wasn't a letter we got from Bernie and Debbie. It was a kindergarten-type letter. I mean, it was all pictures, see? And it was very nice, and we enjoyed having it, except that where was Robin? We saw one of Ethel's pictures with Robin in it, and it was very pretty. We hope we get more pictures, and we will settle for them if you, like us, are so illiterate that we can't get letters. We had an unexpected interruption right then. The phone rang, and of all people, it was your old friends Dave and Jody asking us to come to a picnic next Saturday. I told them what we were doing, and they wanted me to bring the mic over to the phone, but it doesn't work. We tried it that way once before, so instead I'm giving you their love and the love of their now three children and Wolfie, whom I heard barking at the other end of the phone. We had a concert last Saturday, and they were supposed to come but weren't able to because of babysitter trouble, and this was their answer now. It was quite a nice concert, and at it, Martin sang from the magic flute, and he said he would do it now for you. So just a minute, Martin, come on over here and sing your song now. Stand up.
I catch the bird from dawn to dark, get gay and happy as a lark. The lilting of my whistle clear tells old and young that I am near. I spread my net when birds I spy. I play my tune and in they fly. I am as happy as can be, for all the birds belong to me.
Well, we don't have our accompaniment, and we misplaced our panpipes that Martin plays in those little interludes. But anyway, he does the part of Papageno, who is dressed in feathers, and he carries a birdcage around, and he has his panpipes that he plays on every once in a while. Then in addition to Martin's singing in the magic flute, we had Patty do the dance in an old Irish song called The Spanish Lady, which I sang, and then she danced and did a pantomime while I sang. And then at one point, the finale of the song, why we both danced. So, Patty, do you want to say something to all the folks in San Francisco?
Whatever you want.
Tomorrow is a very special day because I'm graduating from sixth grade from new school, which I'm great. And in school, our class was in a dance festival. I wasn't in it, but in school, there are two dancers, and I'm in the second one, and I'm Rita on an orphan. So I'm performing tomorrow. And,
better learn to say goodbye, Patty.
Goodbye. That's something to say now. Here's Mommy.
Well, a week from next Tuesday, July 1st, we're leaving for Minnesota again. We're very hopeful that we'll see some of you folks there, though I still haven't had any word from you or from Ma about it. But I plan to spend the whole summer there and go back right after Labor Day to my job. And, of course, Patty will be going back to junior high school, and Martin, we hope, to the fourth grade.
And Will is going to stay here in New York and probably come to Minnesota in time for his mother's birthday the end of August. She's going to be 70. And I guess we'll have a doings then and then come back with us. We're going to send this to Bernie and Debbie since they have the machine to play it back and everything, but of course it's for Ann and Labe and Lincoln and Christopher and Randy and Robin and everybody, even Woody. And we hope to get some response from all of you. I think it would be lovely if when you get together to hear this tape, you would put a tape on and make us one and shoot it right back, because the only way you're going to do it is if you do it right then and there when you're thinking about us. So I suppose you do occasionally otherwise. And I do wish, Annie, that you would write and let me know how things are and everything. I can only plead that I'm anxious to hear and not that I deserve it. I'm going to say so long from all of us for now, and maybe we'll make you an up.